Welcome to your five for the day. Pulling a muscle in my back recently reminded me of the time I kept an allotment a few years ago. With a sizeable plot, mixed weather conditions, and other responsibilities to contend with, I had miscalculated my time to soil turnover to body capacity ratio. In other words, I had been overzealous with the fork and spade at the expense of my back. Having already agreed to do some weeding in someone else's garden, what began as a strain developed into pain, and the next few mornings I was left wincing whenever I drew a breath as the torn muscles sought to mend. I found it satisfying to keep an allotment, but I now restrict my gardening activities, and anyone considering such a pastime may do well to consider certain quotations, such as, "Gardening is a matter of your enthusiasm holding up until your back gets used to it," and "What a man needs in gardening is a cast-iron back with a hinge in it." Despite the hard work and patience involved, there's nothing quite like enjoying fruit and vegetables you've grown yourself from seed. Three books in the Bible, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, each record an occasion when the Lord Jesus likened the Word of God to seed that a sower scattered. Those who have even attempted to grow anything from seed will likely recognize the features identified for us in the story he told. How will the sower know whether there is life? Well, first he is looking for the shoot, which pushes its way up from under the ground. Having seen the development of a shoot, next he's looking for evidence of the root. Although this may not be visible from the surface, signs of the root will be seen in the growth and in the foliage which the plant develops above the soil. Finally, with a shoot followed up by a root, all that remains is the fruit. After all, this is what the sower is really after, the very reason that he planted the seed. Even an amateur gardener will know that you don't just need good seed, but good ground as well. In the story Jesus told, all the seed was good seed. It is the ground which is in view. Which sort of soil would cause the seed to bear fruit? You see, Jesus had been visiting villages, towns, and cities, telling them God's word. In each place, people responded differently to what they had heard. In his parable, Jesus was likening their various responses to different types of ground. There were some who didn't respond at all. They were like the seed which fell on the roadside, where people trod it down, and the birds took it away before it had the opportunity to shoot. Others appeared to respond to the things Jesus spoke about, but when difficulties arose, they fell away. These were like the seed which had initially begun to shoot, but being situated in stony ground, there was no room for the roots to develop, and so without water, they withered in the heat of the sun. There was nowhere for the root. Thirdly, there were those who heard the word, and, having first shown keen interest, later became distracted by anxiety, by pursuing financial gain, or by preferring to live for the present. People who responded in that way, Jesus likened to thorny ground, which choked the plant to death, resulting in no fruit. Finally, there were some who listened to the word of God and, having given thought to it, held on to it and responded to what Jesus had said. These people were like good ground, which was able to produce the fruit the sower wanted. As you hear the word of God as it is considered in your five for the day, it is good seed. I wonder what kind of ground it's falling on. Don't let it be snatched away or trodden down. It's from God, and it's for our good. If you're finding it difficult to understand, don't give up. Simply ask God to help you understand. If you already know that you need the Lord Jesus as your Saviour, don't let anything else come in the way. There's nothing more important. In a letter written by the Apostle John, we read, "God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Those who believe and trust God's word will find that through reading the Bible and considering it with patience, results will be produced which will be satisfying to God, and our enjoyment of his handiwork will bloom. To borrow the words of the poet George Wade Robinson, "Heaven above is softer blue, earth around is sweeter green. Something lives in every hue Christless eyes have never seen. Birds with gladder songs o'erflow, flowers with deeper beauties shine. Since I know, as now I know, I am his and he is mine."